The leadership of the unity government made the announcement during a briefing to reporters, diplomatic community, civil society and faith-based organizations at the Foreign Affairs Ministry building in Juba. South Sudan Cabinet Affairs Minister Martin Elia Lomuro says the gist of the new roadmap is to provide time-bound guidance on the implementation of outstanding provisions of the revitalized peace deal that are critical to holding peaceful, democratic elections at the end of the transitional period.
The 24 months roadmap extended transition period officially comes with effect from midnight of Wednesday, the 22nd of February 2023, to end by the 23rd of February 2025, with elections held by December 2024.
Parties to South Sudan's 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement agreed to the new time frame for implementing the peace deal last August. Tomorrow marks the end of the 36-month transitional period since the unity government was established per the 2018 peace agreement, but Lomuro acknowledges that several key provisions, including security arrangements and a constitution-making process, remain unimplemented.
The Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, Justice, Constitutional Affairs, and Finance and Planning are required to fast-track preparation of a budget for implementation of the roadmap on the Constitution-making Process Act 2022, and all the relevant institutions are urged to implement sections of the roadmap that are pertinent to their mandate within the proposed timeline.
Information Minister Michael Makwe, who was at the briefing, says extending the transitional period will not change the policies of the government.
People have been receiving so many wild rumors, and this is the root cause of this press conference. There have been a lot of wild rumors that the parliament will be dissolved and it will be reduced to 250, and that the vice presidents will be reduced to two, and that James Wani will be going to the parliament, and that the executive will be reduced to 19, and so forth and so forth. There are so many wild rumors. One thing to assure you is what was stated by my colleague when he read out the statement, that we are not touching any parts or provisions of the agreement. We are not violating the agreement, but extending the period only in order to enable us to implement the unimplemented parts.
Makwe claims the arms embargo on South Sudan remains a challenge to implementing the peace agreement.
We have moved a lot. And the items which are left now are only two to me. That is the arms embargo, which is an obstacle, and will continue to be an obstacle as long as that arms embargo is not lifted. And to me, this is an obstruction of the implementation of that.
Civil society activists are calling on the parties to the deal not to use the extension of the transitional period to buy time. Activist Wani Steven tells South Sudan in Focus he would like to see leaders follow the roadmap.
To put more effort than what they have already put in the RCS, and to make sure that they implement the roadmap. And also, there is a need for the leadership to provide the civic and political space for South Sudanese to speak, even if speaking means that he's speaking against, you know, some of the things that they might be doing. He's speaking against, let's say, failure to implement the roadmap itself.
Steven says the political space in South Sudan needs to be opened. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.